Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Regulars by Georgia Clark, performed by Dara Rosenberg. Part 1. Foundation. 1. Despite her mother's impassioned insistence to the contrary, Evie Selby had never thought of herself as beautiful. There were moments when she felt cute, some high-angle, low-light selfies that made her dyed black hair and small, intent face look pixie-ish, even sweet. There were moments when she felt cool. The day she started wearing the thickest black-rimmed glasses she could find, the night a line of poetry was inked into her pale forearm. But beautiful? No. That was the domain of women with evenly placed, oversized features, with hair like horses' manes and bodies like foreign sports cars, angular, flashy, quietly powerful. Women like the smirking, self-satisfied model who was emblazoned on one of the glossy page proofs that were tucked under her arm. If only she had a quarter, a fifth, an eighth of that woman's allure, Evie might feel more confident about tonight's date. "Stop it," she instructed herself. She pushed her glasses up her nose and drew in a breath of summer thick city air. "You are a goddess. You are a catch. You are, like, the outcome of every self-help book ever written. And," she realized on checking the time, "you are also late." She was supposed to be at the Wythe Gallery 3.5 minutes ago. Despite what those on the happily coupled sidelines might think, 99% of online dates weren't exciting enough to be fun or nerve-wracking enough to be adventurous. They were just awkward, boring, an hour of small talk with someone you'd think twice about saving from a burning building. Online dating was like Russian roulette, mostly misses, but sometimes people Evie knew had met that all-too-rare bullet, a small, aesthetically pleasing New Yorker who was still single. "Maybe tonight," Evie thought, "is the night I blow my brains out." The gallery was only half full. Even though it was a Monday, she'd been expecting a bigger crowd, if only from the cachet of Willow's last name. A mere smattering of Brooklynites clad in sheer skirts and vintage bow ties stood chatting in front of her friends' pocket-sized experimental photographs, and they all seemed paired off. Everyone except one girl on the other side of the room. About Evie's height, but thinner, smaller. Dark hair fell to her shoulders. She was dressed simply in a t-shirt and skinny jeans. When she turned to look at a photograph, Evie's jaw loosened. Totally cute. Totally Ellen Pagey. Impossibly, Quinn was even more attractive in person. Panic coursed through Evie's veins. "I should have worn an A-game dress." She needed booze. A small bar offered wine and beer. Willow's boyfriend, Mark, was playing barkeep. "Hey," she dumped the proofs onto the folding table. "Can I leave these here? Is my makeup okay? What white wine do you have?" She shot another look at Quinn, not yet ready for eye contact.
"Evie, hey."
The tall, bespectacled boy gathered his replies quickly.
"Yes, yes, and Sauvignon Blanc. Rough day at the office?"
Evie shook her head. "Date." She nodded at Quinn.
"Ah." Mark handed her a cup. "Fun."
"Nervous."
"Unnecessary."
"Lying."
"Untrue."
Evie cracked a smile. Mark grinned.
"Go get him, Tiger."
Evie grabbed another cup for Quinn and began walking over, trying to quell the irritating kick of nerves. "Quinn?" At the sound of her name, the girl turned, revealing a moon-shaped face and eyes that seemed more round than oval, clear skin, sweet smile.
"Evie? In the flesh."